I will report some other time. We don't have the time today about CARICOM. But I think we have made progress on a few things, on Haiti and some CSME issues. We had a long discussion on crime and security in caucus, some issues with Canada. We may see a little movement in the next days, weeks, on another waiver of the requirement for the visa, but maybe some easing, some facilitation. I'm awaiting the details. I spoke to Prime Minister Trudeau about it while I was in the Bahamas one-on-one. But I have a delegation, the European Union delegation, which came from Europe actually to see me in my capacity as pro tempore president of CELAC. So I'm in the Bahamas. They're here. I'm having a meeting with them tomorrow. I have several important meetings. And then I had a meeting with the executive vice president and her staff of the CAF, it's the Latin American Bank. I'm urging that the OECS countries become shareholders in that bank. I think the bank has attractive conditions and so forth, and we should use that as a complement, a supplement to, say, the Caribbean Development Bank now. You know, that's our primary institution, developmental financing institution in the region. And we ratified the agreement with the Africa Export-Import Bank. 9 CARICOM countries have signed on thus far. The officials on the bank are supposed to come and see me, I think, Tuesday.